quality auto parts for your vehicle? Shop one of the 102 Chicagoland O'Reilly Auto Parts stores. You'll find we have convenient locations, thousands of brand name products in stock, extended store hours, everyday low prices, and well-trained professional parts people. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
That isn't just the sound of the 2015 Mercedes-Benz C-Class high-strength steel and aluminum frame being formed. It's the sound of conviction. Conviction that created a lighter, quicker, more efficient C-Class, whose beautiful form and even more attractive price earned Kelley Blue Book's KBB.com Luxury Best Buy Award. This is what conviction sounds like. Now, discover what it feels like in a 2015 Mercedes-Benz C-Class.
For more information, visit Kelley Blue Book's KBB.com. Kelley Blue Book is a registered trademark of Kelley Blue Book Co., Inc.
For ideas on family activities that everyone will enjoy, check out CBS Local's Visit the Best Of homepage at bestof.cbslocal.com and get ready for great family fun. CBS Local. We know family and pets. We know local.
Looking for amazing local deals on food, drinks, services, and events? Then sign up for CBS Local Offers and start receiving deals in your inbox that can save you up to 80% on the products and experiences that you care about. You'll see discounts on everything in your area that you love, from restaurants and spas to boutiques and activities. Sign up now for CBS Local Offers by going to cbschicago.com and clicking on deals. CBS Local Offers. Your city, your deals.
For the best in local travel and outdoors, visit CBS Local's Best Of section. We've got the lowdown on the fun-filled activities in your area. Visit the Best Of homepage at bestof.cbslocal.com for more information. CBS Local. We know travel and outdoors. We know local.
We know your local sports teams are important to you. CBS Chicago feels the same way. So visit cbschicago.com and click on the sports tab for in-depth analysis and opinions from the people that know your teams the best. cbschicago.com. We know sports. We know local.
Check out bestof.cbslocal.com for tips on everything from the local music scene, top restaurants, fashion, family-friendly activities, and more. You can find all of this with new lists and articles for your city every day by visiting bestof.cbslocal.com. CBS Local. Local lives here.
Thanks for listening. This station is in a commercial break, and we'll be back shortly. Stand by. We're in a commercial break and we'll return to your favorite station very soon. Thanks for listening.
Hawks beat the Ducks in Game 6, tying the series up at 3 games apiece. Blackhawks fans, get ready for an exciting do-or-die Game 7 with us. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR in HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio on the Bud Light Who Needs Two Tavern Tour. Live at Trax Tavern and Grill, I'm Matt Abaticola. We start off live out at Wrigley Field with our guy, David Schuster.
All right, Matt, the Cubs have played a lot of one-run games already this season, and they're involved in another one at the moment as Jorge Soler just hit a two-run homer. That cuts the Royals' deficit down to one, Kansas City leading it 4-3, bottom half of the sixth inning. Soler's two-run blast into the bleachers in left field, his fourth on the season. Meanwhile, Kansas City has hit three home runs, all solo shots. Escobar, Gordon, and Perez. Chris Bryant's got an RBI double for the Cubs. Jake Arrieta's still on the mound for the Cubs, who trail it 4-3 here in the sixth inning. Live at Wrigley, I'm David Schuster on WSCR The Score.
Jorge Soler.
Thank you, David. On the other side of town, the White Sox are in Houston this evening. Pregame here on The Score starts at 6:35 with Chris Ronji. Carlos Rodon opposes Lance McCullers. The Astros have the best record in the American League at 30-18. The Bulls are in the process of searching for a brand new head coach after Tom Thibodeau was let go after 5 seasons. No championships in those 5 years. Tom did get 2 full seasons out of Derrick Rose. The Orlando Magic have a new former Bulls head coach, Scott Skiles. NHL 2 Game 7s on the docket tonight at the Rangers. Tampa Bay will play New York for an appearance in the NHL Finals. The Hawks and Ducks Game 7 tomorrow at Anaheim. The puck drops just after 7. And one other NFL note here for you. The Atlanta Falcons have waived Prince Shembo. for allegedly killing his girlfriend's dog. It's a sad story.
So that gets him kicked off the team, but the rape allegations were fine.
I guess.
So the rape allegations that result in the alleged victim killing herself, no big deal. They said they looked into it. It's all good.
But if you kick a Yorkie and it dies, you can't play football.
Right. Okay.
Hey, get down.
Prince from Milwaukee. Yeah, real sad story all the way around, especially for the dog. This scoreboard update brought to you by Mancari Chrysler Jeep Dodge in Oak Lawn. Play golf at Seven Bridges, I wish I was, for as low as $59 per round. Check out the popular Golf Pass program that allows you to lock in low rates and gives you the flexibility to use these rounds however you choose. That's golf at Seven Bridges. I'm Matt Abatacola, and you're listening to the radio home for White Sox baseball. The next game on the score is tonight, 6:35, Sox and Astros. On 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Menards. Save big money at Menards.
You know, the Bears are going into Cleveland.
George McCaskey come in?
What? Hey, get down! Crazy.
Boars and Bernstein.
I'm bored.
This seems like a good bit of fun.
Afternoons on the Score.
Who knows what could happen?
No matter what, there is a guy that I think should be on Fred Hoiberg's staff next year. Kirk Heinrich should be an assistant coach next year because the playing thing, I've seen enough.
Yeah, if it means we don't have to see him on the court anymore, I'm completely in favor of it.
That is the oldest 34-year-old basketball body I think I've ever seen. You cut a deal, you negotiate something, you get him kind of a parting gift, and say, put on a suit. Take off your goggles.
My eyes, the goggles do nothing.
Boars and Bernstein.
You guys do 4 hours a day?
Five.
God, oh my. I do three and want to stab myself in the heart with a pencil for you.
Talking Chicago sports on your ride home.
Our engineer is Danny Colanco. And actually, Danny Colanco, now that I've said, I kept thinking of him as I watched Mad Max Fury Road. Honorary war boy.
I am awaited. I am awaited in Valhalla.
He doesn't even know it, but all he needs is a little bit of chrome spray paint in his mouth, and he is Danny Warboy Colanco. Hereinafter, may it be written, may it be done.
Oh, what a day! What a lovely day!
I don't think we're even on the air anymore anyway.
Terry Bors, Dan Bernstein.
A show by the name of Borns and Bernstein, but I've been told that they said some pretty harsh things.
The show goes on!
Bors and Bernstein. Days 1 to 6 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
You have the Bors and Bernstein Show on a Friday, which means we are out on the Bud Light Who Needs Two Tavern Tour. We're at Tracks in Deerfield, and Barry Rosner is here gumming his cigar.
Can I have a drink? Is it time?
Sure.
Okay.
Go ahead. Are you driving, though? I mean, you might want to be careful.
Of what?
Of making sure that your blood alcohol level is well under the legal limit, that you're not endangering yourself or others.
I can get a ride.
You can. I mean, because with you, as I know with Scotch drinkers, it's not like you're nursing a beer. You Scotch drinkers have a different way of doing things.
A little early for that, for Scotch. So, I wouldn't go to Scotch this early.
So what would you have, a Moscow Mule?
I would like to have a Bud Light.
Well, I think we can arrange that for you. I think we might just be able to get that
done. Seems appropriate.
So if you want to come win some Cubs tickets, this is a place that you can do that if you're here between now and 6 and get registered for the drawing. We are taking phone calls on a variety of subjects, brought up tomorrow night's Blackhawks game as we discuss what happened with the Bulls yesterday. There's also a little bit of White Sox in there while the Cubs are still trailing the Kansas City Royals 4-3. South Elgin, here's Nick. He's on the Score.
Hey, fellas, how you doing? Good to talk to you. Hey, great show.
Thanks for calling.
I think I'm the first one today for the entire day with a Bears question. But anyway, I appreciate you if you'd take it. What exactly do you guys think they're trying to do with the running game? As far as I don't know what the deal is with Kadeem, if he just flat out sucks or what. But they get Langford this in the draft. And then they sign Rodgers, and then Forte is still there.
They're just trying to get
running back by committee.
No, Forte's the guy. And Rodgers has done some stuff too. He's been a third down guy. I don't know. That's just an odd question for today that I'm not really interested in answering.
What's the date today?
Yeah, I don't have the energy or desire to really talk about that.
It's May 29th.
Yeah, do you want to talk about that?
No, I really don't. I really don't care.
No, I don't.
The backup running back is going to be.
I don't know, and I don't care.
They've gotten more out of Forte than they could have. Then they really had a right to think they would.